Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday, December the 5th, 2022, Bo Blimp Doc. Can you hear the tippity tap 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 of time? It's Monday. Monday, December the 5th, 2022, in the time of Bo Blimp Doc. It's almost 7:30 a.m. Yeah, can you hear that tippity tap 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 of time? The universal clock is ticking down, baby. Do you see that expiration date on that carton of milk? That date's coming, baby. It's not that far off. Maybe it becomes sour milk. Maybe you drink it from the carton. Maybe you join a club, one where you get to bake goods. Where you can bake goods. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee. I might as well give you a health update. I think I'm getting over this flu that kicked my butt. But it was pretty bad. And I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a flu. I have to say that the flight to Seattle and back from Seattle, and I know I'm still a broken record on that one, but other than getting back from Seattle and getting horribly sick, I can't report much else. I can't tell you that I'm in a holiday spirit. I'm not. I can't tell you that there's something to be cheerful about. I don't believe there is. All the madness I expected to see when I was there, although briefly, although a limited population, but all the crazy I expected to see was there. You could simply feel it. And I don't need to have somebody tell me that it's okay that I'm here in Utah. I'm okay with it already. So there's no reason for me to be back there to visit, to say hello, to say I love you to people, or I care about you. I don't know, brothers and sisters. I've been thinking on this thing a while. And maybe it's the fact that my butt crack is currently painfully bludgeoned and blackened and bruised because of all the poopage in the recent week. I mean, there was a lot of poopage about a week ago. It came out as quickly as it could. I would eat a bowl of chili and then something, yeah. Yeah. So maybe it's that. I don't know. The thing about where I'm at right now, and I don't know where you're at, my friends, because I know that if you're listening, you must be you must be hard up for some kind of noise. You must need somebody to scream at you in the darkness, right? If you're going to listen to this trash. But I don't know where I'm at right now. My faith is a little bit on the edge. I do wonder if I'm going a little bit crazy, because it looks as if the original worst case scenario that yeah, I wrote a story about called Morny Dreck. It looks like the original worst case scenario of the infinite gray nothing might be back on deck. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to be going back to the moon next year. I don't think we're going to land people on the moon in 2025. You can say whatever shitty things you want to, and you can email them, but I just don't think it's ever going to happen. And it's not a question of whether people have the will or even have money they can blow. You know, I think people have plenty of will and there's plenty of cash to burn, right? I don't think it's a place you can go. I don't think we ever went there in the first place. Does that mean the earth is flat? No. But if you're asking me to believe anything about outer space, based upon the fact that a bunch of Nazis and a bunch of Satanists seem to more or less found NASA. If you want me to trust Nazis and Satanists and the children thereof, maybe I'm not gonna, you know? Maybe I got no more trust. So, I don't know what 2023 is going to be other than one long year of crazy. And it might not last a whole year. It might not be a year at all. We could find ourselves very well in the last weeks of whatever you want to call this wretched, mongrel, questionable, dark, mean thing we call humanity. I mean, I tell you, I believe in God, but that doesn't mean we are who we think we are. That doesn't mean we're so good. In fact, if you read your Bible properly, Old and New Testament, you just find a lot of crappy people and a few not so bad. And maybe that's what the whole point was. I mean, you know, it's funny. The Lord talked about taking those fishermen, those nasty fishermen he met along the Sea of Galilee. They smelled like scrunkus. They smelled like old garlic. They smelled like olive oil. They were covered in gumpto grease. They were fishermen. And he wanted to make them fisher of men. Yeah, you want to make them fisher of men, man. Fisher of men. But the thing is, it was fishing, not mining, not farming, not even hunting, but fishing. And you say what you will about fishing, but fishing is a skill. I don't care if you're using a net. I don't care if you're using a line and hook. The fish in general don't magically just bite there, okay? You have to go find them. I meditate on this question of the Lord making his apostles fishers of men. Like, there's probably a lot of crap fish out there, a lot of bullheads, a lot of sea snakes. A lot of brown wobblers, a lot of corny McGrookins, but not a lot of salmon. Not a lot of halibut. Yeah, what if the Lord's telling us something there? You know, in a second you're going to hear the heater come on, and that's okay if you can hear it. But what if the Lord is basically saying, these people, these faithful, these Christians you're looking for, maybe it was always going to be a small number. I mean, there's lots of terminology in the Bible, separate the wheat from the chaff. Well, you know, you can't really separate wheat from chaff if there ain't no fucking chaff, buddy. And what would it mean, really, to be righteous in a world where no one was sinful? What would it mean for there to be a Lord that died on the cross if there were no actual sins? What would it mean? You see, I think the Lord was saying exactly the truth of it. That you might go out there as a disciple of Christ, you might go out there as an apostle, and you might try to convince people to turn their gaze, to turn their hearts towards Jesus. But the truth is, out of 100, you might only find 2. And of those 2, one of those will fall by the wayside. So maybe 1 in 100 people, maybe, right? Maybe a 1 in 100 person is the person that ends up going down that path and keeping the faith and doing the Lord's work in this world, but most won't. Most won't. And many will claim they are, but they still are not. And this is just something you can either be at peace with, or you need to meditate on what it means to be a fisher of men. Because he didn't say farmer, he didn't say miner, he didn't say slash and burn, he didn't say bricklayer, he didn't say plumber. And I'm pretty certain that the Lord chose his words very carefully. So what does that mean, to be a fisher of men? It certainly doesn't mean take the whole catch. If you think that's what that means, you also don't understand people who fish. People who fish often throw things back. Maybe it's too small. Maybe it's too old. Maybe it's covered in tumors. Maybe it's kind of gross. Maybe it's the worst. Maybe just toss it back. Because it's not ready yet. So how am I feeling? I am feeling like I wish I knew if I just had the flu, because it seems like maybe it's worse than that. I'm also feeling like I don't care, even if it is. I don't know how I'm going to have this positive attitude about anything, period, and I don't want to bring people down. I don't want to be the reason why people's joy isn't really a thing. And so I just assume live in a cave someplace. And maybe where I'm at right now is the functional equivalent of it. I mean, that may be the deal. I don't know. I know that I don't want to be around your crazy. If it's the infinite gray nothing, I don't want to be around it. And frankly, if I'm right, and this whole going back to the moon is not a thing, it's more like just a period on the end of a sentence, then yeah, enjoy 2023. Enjoy the fuck out of it. I didn't think we'd make it this far. Enjoy 2023. I hear there's going to be special effects. Thank you. I hear there's going to be special effects in 2023. There'll be lights in the sky. There'll be trumpet sounds. There'll be robot soldiers heading in from the east. They'll be 70 feet tall. I heard there'll be bombers carrying bombs. I heard there'll be soldiers shooting bullets. I heard there's gonna be, you know, poisonous gas. 'Cause old Uncle Grumbo's coming for Christmas. Enjoy the fuck out of it. The concept, the place, the time, 2023. In 2023, you're going to fall in love again. In 2023, you're going to learn how to make artisanal style kites and maybe go to the beach with your puppy. In 2023, you know, you're probably going to get a chance to go crabbing. Make sure to cut out the tumors. Make sure to cut out the blemishes. That crab meat looks a little weird. It's kind of squishier than normal. It's almost like that crab was committing suicide when it crawled into your crab pot. Yeah. Friendly crab. What are you going to do in 2023? I don't know. So, in order to test out the theory, to finally validate the theory that Twitter had changed because Elon Musk was there, I decided to create an account. That account is currently locked. I mean, technically I could unlock it, but it's locked because I said something you're not supposed to say, and I posted the explanation. They won't actually identify the words in these little statements of theirs. They won't actually point that out. They'll just say, we'd like you to delete this one particular tweet. And in reality, I think it had something to do with Jen Psaki. She was on, you know, Twitter, you know, trolling for a name for a new podcast, her and her ginger hooker girlfriend. And I had lots of good ideas, but the one I proposed in the Twitter feed was Hookers Talking Crabs, because that's what it looked like to me. A couple shitty people looking like maybe, I don't know, mid-price hookers, herpes blemishes, clear on their lipstick. Yeah, you know, Hookers Talking Crabs. This would have been the best name for that fucking podcast for Jen Psaki. And no doubt she has a million followers tomorrow, a million listeners, whatever. But they'll be talking about crabs, and that's the key. I don't give a fuck, really. I just wanted to point out that Twitter is no different today than it was a year ago. It was a shithole a year ago. It's still a shithole. Elon Musk, I don't know what his deal is. Personally, he could be completely fake, which means 100% North by Northwest, the man with one red shoe bullshit. He could be 100% made up. That's one possibility. The other possibility is he's playing this game. He's getting his payout. Maybe it's cronyism, maybe it's something else, but there's no attempt here at any freedom of speech. You speak your mind out on Twitter, you're still going to get shadow banned. You're still going to get banned ultimately. Me personally, I don't have a phone right now. So even if I wanted to unlock this stupid fucking account, I couldn't do it. And I don't really give a shit. I just don't know that 2023 is going to be significantly impacted one way or another by whether or not I have a fucking phone. But Dan, I heard that we're going to the moon. Yeah, I know. We're going to the moon again. We forgot how we went. We learned it again. It really is some simple jack bullshit that people buy into that, especially the same motherfuckers who want to quote all kinds of COVID data, all kinds of monkey herpes data. These same stupid motherfuckers will also entertain the idea that you can forget how you went to the moon. You have to be that fucking stupid. And so, yeah, I don't know how stupid people are. There's a good definition. How the fuck do you forget how you went to the moon? Huh? We forgot how we went to the moon. And then 50 years later, we're going back to the moon. And that's 50 years from the last time we were there. That's not 50 years from when we first orbited, which would have been 68, or the first year we landed somebody, which would have been 69. The point is, that's 50 fucking years from the last time any human left low Earth orbit. So yeah, maybe we're going back to the moon next year. I don't know. I mean, if it is a fake, it'll be easy to discover. And that's why I think at this point, 2024 is probably not a thing, and definitely not 2025. I don't know what those years are going to be, but they're not going to be what you expect. And it's not going to be about going to the moon. But yeah, I thought the best name for Jen Psaki's new podcast would be Hookers Talking Crabs. And I know, but Dan, that's so mean. I can't believe you'd say Hookers Talking Crabs. I don't care about these people. I don't give a shit if you watch CNN or Fox News and you're just enamored by the glamour of these talking head shitheads. I don't give a fuck. They're all kind of fake and they're all pieces of shit. And if and when that non-linear behavior in the system kicks in and some of you begin to understand what the fuck's going on, probably too late, maybe you'll have a night where you have a choice and you can turn them off. At some point in the near future, that's not really going to be a choice. That channel will simply be off, along with a lot of other stuff, brothers and sisters. But maybe we're going to the moon, right? Traveling back to the moon. Traveling back to the moon. Traveling back to the moon to find my lover dear. Gonna travel back to the moon. Gonna travel on a spaceship made of poop. Yeah, maybe we're going back to the moon. I don't think we ever went there in the first place. I don't think we ever landed anybody on the moon. I don't believe you can forget how you did something like that. I think that's kind of stupid. But if you do believe that, I don't see how you can have so much faith in their COVID-19 bullshit. I don't see how you can believe in this infallibility of scientists, motherfucker. So there's a lot of shit I just don't fucking believe at this point. And also, if I drift off into that darkness away from most of you motherfuckers, honestly, I kind of feel the same way as Jesus said. There aren't that many good ones. There's not that many worth fishing for. You better find yourself, fisher of men, because it isn't gonna be tons and tons of people. It's gonna be 1 in 100, maybe. And the rest are going to be shitbirds. The rest are going to be pieces of crap. The rest are going to be people who will fuck their neighbor to death to get ahead on the Death Star, even though they're going to end up at the same fucking destination. These are most of them. These are the worshipers of piles of shit. So yeah, you'll find 1 in 100, maybe. Thank you. And if you're thinking, Dan, this is really dark, I've had podcasts like this before. I think I have one titled something like, All Can Be Saved. I think that's true. Everyone can be saved. It's entirely possible for every person, every human being, to turn their hearts over to Christ. It is. It's entirely possible for every person on the planet to pledge their life to Jesus. But just because everybody could be saved doesn't mean everybody will be saved. And when you look at the Bible and you look at most of it, which is prophecy, it does not point to most people. In fact, it really does point to, whether you like it or not, some minority of people, and the rest are just going to get trampled by history. Some of them will be useful idiots. Some of them are going to be outright evil. Some of them are simply going to get pulled along by the popularity and the clickmanship and the participating in whatever stupid crap comes along, not realizing that this is their everlasting soul. So everybody could be saved. This is true. Everyone, every person on the planet that has a soul and they still have a heart beating and they can still breathe can turn their life over to Christ. This is true. Everybody could be saved. It doesn't mean everybody will be saved. And I think that's a part of the Bible that a lot of folks choose to ignore because it just doesn't feel good. It feels better to embrace some type of neo-Marxist interpretation of the ecumenical connection between all spirituality. It doesn't feel good to recognize the possibility that perhaps most people, if hell is a place, are going to hell. That's way more true than the other way around. That most people you ever meet, most people you ever know are going straight to hell, and whatever that means. For some people, it means non-existence. For some people, it means a distance from the Lord. This is kind of Mormon hell, being so far away from the Lord that a photon of light won't reach you until the end of time, and even then it won't. That's like Mormon hell, to be separated by so many light years from Jesus. But whatever your version of hell is, you really do take your Bible seriously, and most don't. Most are not going to go to heaven. Most are going to hell. This is the reality of it. And if these are the end times, then you're going to see this in a way that you never imagined seeing it. Or perhaps if you're a Christian with a good imagination, maybe you did. But you're going to see the wheat from the chaff in a way that will just be so obvious and so black and white. In fact, in some ways, almost too easy. Too easy to understand who's going where. And if you're saying, well, Dan, does that mean you know for sure? No. No, I don't know for sure where I'm going. I don't. To this day, I don't. I wish I could tell you I knew for sure. I'm surrounded by people who think they know for sure. Wherever I go these days, they know. If they're an atheist, they know there's no God. If they're a Christian, they know they're going to heaven. I'm surrounded by those types of motherfuckers. You know who I'm not surrounded by on this road to Christ very often? People like me who ask the question, are you sure? Are you really sure you're going to go to heaven? Is it because you hand out food at the homeless shelter? Is that why? Because you're there, working in the kitchen at the homeless shelter? Is that the reason why you're going to heaven? Is it because you did a fundraiser last year for the Ukraine on the part of your Catholic church organization? Is that why you're going to heaven? Did somebody tell you that you're a really hard worker at the bank or the factory or wherever the fuck it is you work, and because you're working so hard, you're going to heaven? What did they tell you exactly, and how did they lie to you? You're going to find out. Way more likely you find out the truth of that than humans are going back to the moon. And what exactly is there on the moon anyways that everybody's so fucking excited about? Moon people doing moon bullshit. making moon pie. Making moon pie in the starlight. Making moon pie in the nightlight. What are you going to find on the moon? A moon lover? You know? And I can't wait to see what janky-ass thing they build to land on the moon this time. I mean, I don't think we're getting there, brothers and sisters. But can you imagine that shitty-ass paper mache, aluminum foil bullshit they're going to have for 2025? Well, this is the new lunar excursion module. You can see by the boxiness of it that it's totally designed to be in the worst environment imaginable for a couple days. What kind of batteries do you? Oh, we use special batteries. What kind of magical cooling heat exchange? Oh, we have magical heat exchange. Everything works perfectly. Our suits work perfectly. We live on the moon. We eat the moon grape. We live like a king. The king of the western moon. He has 70 wives. He has all of the gold, the moon gold. The moon gold, you know? Because he's king of the moon. That's why we're going back to get that moon gold. No, it's helium-3, Dan. Helium-3 is the nuclear fuel of the future. We're going to mine helium-3. It's residue from the solar wind. It piles up on the moon. We'll use the helium-3 to build starship engines. We'll travel out to space. We'll spread the human disgrace. Just like crabs, baby. The human race, cosmic crabs. You see that planet over there? Oh yeah, it's got humans. Well, that's why you wash it out. Yeah, that's why you clean it out afterwards, honey. You don't want to get humans. Now, I think it's funny. There are people I've met both in my secular life for a few decades and then in my Christian life who are so certain about so many things. And it's funny. And at the same time, if I say, how do you forget how you went to the moon? They're like, oh, it's the government. It's like, but you were just quoting the government 5 minutes ago in the COVID. Well, different because it's magical. Monkey herpes. Monkey herpes is special. Well, it's not, though. If you're gonna put these people up to be kind of deities of perfect logic and science like Spock from the Star Trek episodes and whatnot, then hold them accountable to their bullshit. I mean, it's okay if you want to believe they're infallible about the COVID-19. It's really not, but if you want to, you can. But how the fuck do you entertain the idea about forgetting how you went to the fucking moon? I don't care about any of the photographs. I don't care about any of the PSYOP nonsense. How the fuck do you do that? If you want me to believe any of your shit ever again, explain to me that. And if you're going to say, well, we just don't know, well, then I'll say to you, sir or ma'am, fuck you on your COVID-19. Fuck you on you doing to the world as a participant what you did. Fuck you on participating and playing the game and taking your fucking booster shots. Fuck you. You may be certain about where you're going, I don't know, but I'm pretty fucking certain I know. Fuck you. Again, only Christ knows, but we can discern. And the Holy Spirit can lay out a path of understanding. If you want me to tell you, I know for certain people are going straight to hell. I do not. I am simply 99.9% sure. Christ gets the 0.1. But we're going back to the moon. They say there's moon caves. There's giant moon caves where the aliens park their ships, their alien battleships. On board are magical cures. On board are magical power sources. We'll bring them back to Earth. We'll live the millennium with technology. Yes, in these moon caves, there are moon hookers. These moon hookers spend all day for all eternity covering themselves in moon oil. The moon oil is designed to inclictitate and to ingluviate. It tends to enhance the titular regional powers. Yes, the moon oil is rubbed all over the bubula and the sensitive regions of the sclinctus. It's amazing, these hookers of the moon, living in that fucking moon cave, wrestling each other for eternity. Yes, these moon hookers, living in a giant moon cave, wrestling each other, naked and busty, covering themselves in moon oil, mining the moon grease, and waiting for the astronauts to return. Oh, they'll be lesbians, they'll be thespians, and they will enjoy the moon hookers of the giant caves. Those giant moon hooker caves, yeah. Yeah, they say there's caves, giant caves on the moon where the aliens have parked battleships. They've been mining the helium-3 for millions of years. On board these battleships are cures for cancer and butt disorders and all kinds of splinctus. If you have problems with your groovula, you can go to this fucking battleship and get in one of their health machines and it'll fix you. You want all your parts replaced with better parts, these machines will do it, they say. All we have to do is get back to the fucking moon. I saw this sci-fi movie. And it was essentially about the moon being a giant artificial structure. And maybe, right? Maybe. I don't wanna prejudge anything. Maybe the moon is a giant super suspendous giant artificial structure. Maybe a giant spaceship with super large spaceships inside. Maybe it's a giant Death Star. Who knows? And on board it is some evil alien that's been trapped for trillions, quadrillions of years. And if we're not careful, this alien will come to Earth and destroy us. A lot like that. God, what was that fucking movie with Chekhov from Star Trek? Moontrap. A lot like that movie Moontrap from like 1988 or fucking 89, Bo Blimp Doc. It's a moon trap, going back to the moon, robots on the moon, chopping us up, baby, turning us into robot meat. Yeah, that's a classic sci-fi shit film. Moon Trap. I think it came out in 89, could have been 87. What's his name? That Bruce guy from the Evil Dead series. He's in it too, I think. He's another astronaut. Oh, there's all kinds of fucking go back to the moon alien films. Apollo 18, did you ever see that shitty film? There was a secret Apollo mission to go check out some kind of alien gumbo, but they got destroyed. Yeah. Or maybe we just never fucking went. I mean, I know it sounds good to think about giant moon caves and busty moon hookers. I get it. I mean, I've been there. I've always wanted to live the life of the busty moon cave hooker world, you know? Hasn't everybody wanted to find a magical cave on the moon where there are busty hookers covered in moon grease? They're looking for love. They're looking for you. They've got cocaine. They've got hooker oils. They got crystal meth. They got PCP. They've got angel dust, all for you and me. They dip their cigarettes in PCP oil. They call it a moon duster. They smoke them up as they're ungodulating themselves in the giant caves. Haven't we all wanted to, dreamt of a moon hooker kingdom someplace on the moon? And the answer is probably. I mean, that seems like a typical thing. I think Sigmund Freud talked about it. I don't know. Dan, there's not much of an outline to your podcast this morning. Well, there isn't, really. I wanted to talk about hookers talking crabs because I think that's the tweet that got me temporarily banned, but in reality, because I got no fucking mobile phone, permanently banned from Twitter, permanently locked up as if I give a fuck. I don't care. I mean, to me, I have one baseline theory about the Elon Musk thing, and that's more psyop nonsense. It's garbage. If you're trying to write anything into it or make a business decision based on it, if you're deciding to invest in Twitter because of it, you are on fucking crack. But I heard people when I was back in Seattle talking about Bitcoin, like it was something worth investing in. So, I'd say you go. You do the things that make you feel great in 2023. Right? We're going back to the moon in 2024. So have a great fucking 2023. That's what I'd say. If you're one of those roll the dice optimists, well, Dan, I just think that they just accidentally forgot, and now we're gonna go back to the moon with our magical lunar excursion module. Who the fuck knows what that thing looks like? Probably looks like the same piece of shit as before. I mean, it's probably gonna look like a little pup tent, fucking glamping piece of shit. It'll have solar panels. It'll have magical tech. They'll live in it for 2 or 3 days on the surface of the moon. They'll live like moon kings on the surface of the moon. They'll eat the moon pie on the surface of the moon. I mean it. The moon sounds amazing. If I could go there, I definitely would. Now, when I was a kid, I'd kind of been led to believe by pop culture that I was already there. That if it was the year 2022 Bo Blimp Talk, then I was on the moon. I had my hooker wife. I had my robot condo. I mean, that's the crap I was fed. And then every year after that, it seemed like they kept downplaying it. Like at one point in the 90s, the only way you're going to deep space is if the Earth's about to be hit by an asteroid or a comet. And then you'll head to deep space again, or at least you'll exit low Earth orbit. I don't know. That's more like interplanetary space at that point. Interlunar deep space, that's way out there. That's beyond the edge of the Oort cloud. That's so far out there that we don't even know what out there is out there, but we still get messages from the Voyager spacecraft. They seem to be accelerating. Shit. All the bullshit. All the fucking bullshit. You know, it could just as easily be a couple satellites in space broadcasting nonsense. It could be. I don't know. You don't know. You want to believe in space. You want to believe in the moon. You want to take Satanists and Nazis seriously. That's your fucking business. You know, go Ukraine. But I just think it's way more likely we never fucking went there. And as far as like going to space goes, I've said it before, we're still under 1,000 people, unique people who've been there, been to space in the last 7 decades. Please, you know what? Call me on the phone when we get to 10,000. No, it's never going to happen. For all sorts of reasons, it's not that easy to manage 10,000 people. You could manage about 700 people and get them to shut the fuck up. If they learned something, if they saw something, holy fuck, the mob could do that. It's a little different when, you know, you say, oh, everybody gets to go to space this year. Everybody gets to go to space next year. We're going to have a lottery. You can ride the Soyuz. Yeah. It's a load of shit, brothers and sisters. And it's absurd shit because I'll listen to libertarians who will totally try to maintain that presence of baseness, of being critical of the government. But then they'll say, but I think NASA's great. I think what NASA does is great. And it's like, why? Why? Why do you think NASA's special? Because of the Nazis? Because of the Satanists involved? Why the fuck do you think it's special? Because it's basically pooping on the Christian world, which it basically does every fucking year. Why the fuck do you think it's special, Mr. and Mrs. Libertarian? And the answer is, they can't accept the possibility that we didn't go to the moon. They have to believe it. It's this kind of weird humanistic triumphalism. It's a lot like what Bultima talks about as a sign of the times, that people will be so full of themselves, so believing in their own godlike nature, that if you tell them they never went to the moon, it is like insulting God. That is their God now. Well, we went to the moon. We're going back to the moon. It's the Bible of the moon, the new moon testament. But maybe none of that shit ever happened. Yeah, the earth could be a sphere. And guess what? That still doesn't tell me what's, you know, above about 100 miles up. It still doesn't. Sorry. If you want me to believe whatever nonsense you want to feed me, go ahead. I'll listen because I love being entertained by bullshit. But most of the people I've ever met don't know any better than I do what's 100 miles up. They don't. Could be space. Could be an empty vacuum of nothing. Could be an empty vacuum of nothing with a bunch of projection systems on the other side, all designed to make us believe this is something it's not. Who the fuck knows? Could be there are campfires up there, right? And if you can travel far enough, you get to the other side and you can hang out at the campfire with Odin and Thor and Loki and fuck you. Yes, with Odin and Thor and Loki. Yeah. Could be brothers and sisters, I don't know. But what I do know is this. It is way harder to fake this bullshit now than it was back then. I mean, people are in a pretty stupid place. I remember when Tesla floated that car of his and it had all that red paint and those black tires. And I thought, am I the only person seeing this? Am I the only person who understands what's going on here? But as dumb as people are now and as stupid as they are, I think it'll be really hard to fake it this time around, especially once we see that lunar excursion module. Because the laws of thermodynamics are a thing. And figuring out, like a high school student could figure out energy in, energy out, heat exchange models for a body sitting on the moon. I don't care if it's partially reflective or totally reflective. You can figure that data out. And then you can figure out how much energy would be required to maintain a normal temperature in said tin can. And if the numbers don't add up, it doesn't fucking matter how pretty that lunar excursion module looks. People will figure out it's bullshit. But then again, who knows? Maybe. Maybe we are going to space, right? I will tell you that if I didn't get banned for proposing hookers talking crabs to Jen Psaki, I would have gotten banned for saying, no, we're not landing on the moon. We're not going back. We didn't go in the first place. It isn't because anybody would listen to me. Most people wouldn't. It's because any idea outside of that religious belief system is not allowed. You know, if you want to understand if you live in a religious state, here's how you find out. Can you have rational disagreement? And the answer is, at this point, you can't. You can't have rational. You can't have irrational. God forbid you have any comedians, actual people telling real jokes that make you fucking think. Can you allow it? And the answer is no. We can mock Iran all we want to, all the live long fucking day. But you better believe there is a religion in America today, and it is the most popular religion, and it is a state religion. And most of the people you know, that's the religion they're invested in. It's not Jesus, it's not God. It's a state religion of the triumphalism of the American century. It's got nothing to do with Jesus, baby. I'm pretty certain, you know, in the desert, Satan probably pointed up at the moon. He probably offered all the moon hookers and all the moon caves. And again, Jesus smiled. It's like, oh, that poor little Satan. He's offering me a giant pile of shit. So on Zero Hedge, there's a lot of clickbait, and it's not that different from a lot of other blogs and news aggregators, so I'm not really beating up on Zero Hedge in particular. But there's a few of them that show up, and they just make me think. Like, there's this one that shows an old-timey picture of a woman, a girl, and some pictures of some yellowed letters, yellowed paper with you know, ancient letters, love letters maybe. And the title is, She Thought He Abandoned Her. This story teaches us what really is important in life. She thought he abandoned her. But did he really abandon her? He crawled under the house to hide these letters. He died under the house. And there he was. She thought he abandoned her. He is under the house. His body is decaying. That's right. Some old-timey dude, old-timey romantic dude, takes a bunch of letters to hide them under the house, but he dies while he's doing it, and she doesn't know what happened to him. The coyotes eat his nads. He's actually died slowly and painfully. At night, she heard his screams, but she thought they were coyote screams. He was dying horribly under the fucking house. She thought he abandoned her. No, she did. He didn't. Which fruit kills cholesterol? Forget oatmeal. This fruit fights bad cholesterol by 67%. Which fruit is it, do you think, that kills cholesterol by 67%? Is it kiwi fruit? Is it kiwi fruit? Is it the fruit of the loom? Is it pomegranate? Is it a mango? Is it a tomato? What kind of fruit is it? Is it avocado? It says it kills cholesterol. It murders it in the street. It leaves it in an alley someplace so that the stray cats have a meal tonight because it's going to be cold. Yeah, which fruit is it that kills cholesterol by 67%? Make sure you talk to your kids about marijuana misuse. Make sure you talk to your kids about marijuana misuse. Whatever you call it, talk to your kids about marijuana misuse. If your kid uses marijuana, they'll go insane. They'll fashion weapons. They'll dig slip trenches. They'll dump the bodies. If they use the weed and they're babysitters, they'll put the baby into the microwave. Yeah, that's all just clickbait, you know? Tell me about the marijuana killing you because you didn't eat the fruit that killed 67% of that man that left those romantic letters underneath the house but died while doing so. That teaches you about love. Teaches you everything you need to know about love right there. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, note the following. My Bluehost account gets canceled in less than a month. I don't know that it matters if it does or it doesn't. It would cost a few hundred bucks to renew for this next year. I don't have the money to do it. And so therefore, if it happens, it happens. As far as the podcast goes, I guess until Spotify deletes me, cancels me, I can keep posting there. Like I said, I am getting over this flu, whatever the hell it is. It's the monkey herpes. Yeah, it's the moon pie. Whatever this is, I'm getting over it. But yeah, there's a cough, whatever. Did you cover your mouth? Are you wearing a coffee filter? No. No, I'm not. I'm not wearing a coffee filter. Fuck you. If you have already donated at any point in the last few years, you know that you're not required to ever again. You also know that you're not required to in the first place. And yet, I have a few donors out there who are very generous, and I don't know why sometimes. They email me and say, well, your show helped, but I don't know how it could have helped. I really don't. Especially right now. But if you're out there and you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, you've taken care of the people you love, you've stocked up not just on stuff for you, but also for your dog or cat, because you don't want to end up a cat lady or a dog man. These are the people that end up bringing the girl or the guy back home. Yeah, you know, they teach Dahmer some new tricks. The point is, they care more about their dog or cat than you. So if you don't want to end up a dog man or a cat lady, make sure you have some food on hand for your dogs and cats, maybe 6 months worth. Yeah, maybe, right? At least. And that might not be enough. Really, it probably isn't. if it's the end times, there is no enough, but you never know. But if you've taken care of your dogs and your cats and your fish, your python, your rhinoceros woman, all your hooker bitches, you have a stack of cocaine and Bitcoin printouts. I don't know what how you'd stack that. And you have all your gold and silver and everything else. And you're just sitting pretty like McGiddy, getting ready for that human epic. You know, Ray Kurzweil told you about, if you live long enough, you get to live forever, right? If you've done all that and you're ready to go, baby, you can donate the rest to good old Uncle Dan. There's a link to PayPal. As long as that works, there's a good chance in the coming weeks it won't. Who knows? I mean, the IRS is going to investigate Uncle Dan. This is if you believe what you're told. The 87,000 agents and all that shit. If you believe that bullshit, that's what's coming next, if you believe it. I personally don't believe any of it. I'm not saying they can't shut people down. Are you kidding me? I you know, have told you about the Twitter thing and the YouTube thing and the GoDaddy situation where they just plain ripped me off. They can shut you down. They can shut you down if they want to, but I don't think they can do much more than that. And at some point in the near future, their power to shut you down is going to be trumped by the reality that people need to eat and they need fresh water. And the fact is, the system that can shut you down is in collapse. You just don't see it because you think you're going back to the fucking moon. Anyways, for Monday, December 5th, 2022, Bo Blump Talk, goodbye.